we're back. The Gil Cam Run Show, episode 15. Can't believe we've done 15 of these things, right? Well, we haven't done 15 of them yet. I gotta make it through the next 45 minutes, right? Or so, round about 45 minutes. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. That's something that I actually gotta keep remembering at the start of races. It ain't over. I ain't completed it until it's done. Almost had a problem at the Suffolk County Marathon, which I ran this past Sunday. Started off really well. Everything was going good. Having a great time. It started out, although I was running well, the actual start of the race was kind of miserable. There was no wind at all. And it was hot and it was humid in the morning. And there were just pools of sweat on your skin. And just nothing was going anywhere because, you know, there was no breeze. There was nothing. And just all the bugs were biting. Oh, I spent so much time scratching my legs. It was really irritating trying to hold a conversation with my friends. And plus, I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, drove down there, got my stuff, got dressed, got ready to go. You know, so by the time we start, I'm already up for 4 hours, right? And I've driven 2 of those hours. And I was just tired. So about mile nine, I was doing about 8:45s. I think was my average, or maybe even less, like 8:30 per mile for 9 miles. That's pretty good. And then I was so tired, and I could have kept going. I could have kept pushing, but I was just so tired. I couldn't keep focused. So I just, you know, I crapped out. What can I say? And I started walking a lot. I ran the rest of it. One of my friends from the Marathon Maniacs happened to catch up to me, and we just pretty much kept the same pace the whole way through. There was at one point his wife caught up, and he was talking to his wife, and I just kind of took off like mile 20 or something, mile 20 or 22, and I actually pulled off a 9:15 mile again. You know, I certainly have it physically in me to do a really decent, like, sub 4 hour marathon. I do not have it mentally for whatever reason. I just can't hold it together for that long. I get bored, I get tired, and I just kind of say, meh, next time. And I really need to bear down one of these times and not make it next time, make it that time. But so 4:41, it's not bad. You know, I'll take it. I'm usually in the 4:30s and everything, and, you know, 4:30s, 4:40s. So 4:41's not a big deal. You know, I didn't have any major problems, no major pains or anything. My foot was hurting me, but I'm, you know, at this point, it's been months and it's not going anywhere anytime soon, so I just dealt with it. You know, other than that, my shoes are coming to the end of their useful life, so it's almost time to go buy a new pair. I'm going to wait till after the Hartford Marathon, because I really don't see myself breaking in a new pair before Hartford, so I'll wait till November 1st when I start using my new pair. I'm not signed up for a November marathon yet. I want to run Philly. Budgeting for a $150 marathon when you're on unemployment is very difficult. I have everything all set for me to run Philly, but I just need to get everything sorted. So there's that. And then in October, coming up in the next couple weeks, I will hear on the London Marathon. Who knows what's going to happen if I get in. I'm definitely going. I'm definitely doing it. So friends in London, be prepared. I'm going to need a place to crash. And maybe we can figure out how to get tickets to see Manchester United. I will do whatever I got to do to get that ticket if I make it into London. If I'm going to be in England during Premier League season, I'm going to make it up to Manchester. I am going to find a ticket to that match. I do not care. I will be at Old Trafford. That's just the way it's going. So we have to see, wait and see what happens, figure it out from there. Sorry I haven't been updating the blog at all. I've been very busy with the house, putting together shelves and stuff like that to put my stuff away, to go through stuff, to figure out what needs to get trashed, because we have a dumpster here for a few days that my aunt and uncle got for us very nicely. So we have to get all the stuff in the dumpster so they can come pick it up and get rid of it and do that thing. So, like, you know, I've been really busy trying to get all this done, trying to find material to make a backsplash for the kitchen downstairs. I'm happy with what has been found. My mother wanted to look for some other stuff. And it's kind of cool because we're in this outlet area and we found this marble from Trani, Italy, which is very cool for me. Took a picture, posted up on the Instagram, the Facebooks, and showed my friends, hey, here's a product of the place that I go and stay in. You know, technically my second place of residence is right down the road, so it's pretty cool. So there we are. That's what we were doing, and we've been a little bit busy, and I apologize for that. I gotta promise you that I'm not gonna be too busy coming up. I'm gonna get really on guard with all that stuff. Let's move that out of the shot, shall we? You don't need to see the corner of my computer screen. Oh, hey, it's nice. I have like a tripod now and I can set things up and I got to get used to it. Still need audio equipment, but we're getting there. Every little bit, I mean, everything's taken so much longer than I anticipated. So much more hassle and so much more stress. But we're getting there. We're getting things done. This is happening. So I have my room pretty much set up. I have two boxes of tools. I have like four little boxes of stuff. And, you know, we just got to get through it all. All my clothes are away, finally. I don't have clothes just hanging out all over the place. And God knows where everything is. Even all my ties are on the little tie rack that I have. Although I'm very sad my yellow bow tie has died. But my black bow tie is good, my red bow tie is good, my green bow tie is good. So, I have some of my bow ties. I just don't have all of them. And that's just sad. So, I need to get a yellow one to replace my yellow bow tie. I do, I wear bow ties. When I need a tie, I actually like wearing bow ties. Okay? They're nice, they're cool. Not everyone does it, so. Although now more people are doing it because, you know, hipster shit, whatever. I've always thought that they were cool. And I can tie my own. I don't use clip-ons. That just ain't my style. So, I also do, like, you know, half Windsors in my regular ties. Like, I don't just do an overhand knot. I like to be... Like, I generally like wearing t-shirts and shorts, right? I like wearing sandals or mandals, whatever you want to call them. I don't like being dressed up, but if I am going to be dressed up, if I need to be wearing a suit, if I need to be wearing a tie, I want it to be nice. I just really want to look... If I'm going to be wearing something really nice, I want to be, like, extra polished and nice. But generally, I hate wearing that stuff. Like, I wear it for whatever I have to wear it for, and as soon as I can change out of it, I'm there. At my nephew's baptism, right, I had to be wearing, like, you know, I was wearing a suit, you know, nice tie and everything. But as soon as we got to my sister's house, I had to change the clothes of the car, ran upstairs, changed my clothes. That was that. I did not want to be wearing it any longer than I had to, particularly on a hot day. Oh, God. But that's just the way that it is. That's what I do. So nice clothes should be nice, but, you know, I don't want to wear them all the time. I don't even wear shoes to work. I wear, like, sneakers. It's true that I wear them because I did tend to have problems when I did wear shoes to work. I would have problems with my knees. And it was because of the running. Somehow, wearing dress shoes on certain floors would cause me more problems because of running. I never used to have problems wearing dress shoes to work, but when I started running, started having problems with it. So I started wearing sneakers when I can, and if I really can't, then, you know, I gotta suffer, but it just is what it is. If I ever figure it out, I will fill you in on whatever it is that I figured out, but I don't know. Up until now, I don't know. So, that is that. You know, other than that, I've just been trying to relax and take it easy. I'm getting some job offers, which is good. You know, certain companies said, oh, you'd be good for this job, and I'm applying, and I'm not hearing anything back yet, so who knows? We will see. You know, I wish I had more time now that I'm unemployed to do things like play video games and have fun, and I haven't been, and I've been just working so hard on getting the house set that I haven't had time to really hang out and do the things that I want. A little Minecraft here and there. I like Minecraft. It's soothing. Break blocks, build stuff. Dig holes. I don't know. It's simple, it's easy, it's fun. I don't play with, like, I play with friends on the internet. I don't play on big servers or anything where there's a big competition. I don't need competition, you know. I don't even need competition in racing. I race to beat myself, to better myself. I'm not worried about what other people are doing. I'm not worried about what's going on with, you know, the leaders. I don't care. You know, one of my friends posted his blog post about, you know, how a sub-2-hour marathon's gonna happen. I don't care. I really don't. It's cool what those guys do. I'm amazed at their physical abilities and being able to do that. I do not care, though. Like, as far as... it's not something I'm gonna get into, right? I like watching football, not American football, soccer football. I like watching that because it relaxes me. Even though I get into the games and I get upset when my team loses, Manchester United lost in UEFA Cup the other day to Eindhoven, I was upset. But I was upset for like 15 seconds and it was done, right? And that's that. But it's relaxing for me. It's a little diversion because my mind's always going. My mind's always racing from one thing to another. And I don't get anxiety when I'm watching soccer. So I watch it. And rugby I can watch without getting anxiety. And it's good and it's fun. And that's it. And then other sports are either boring as hell to me. Football, the NFL, boring, okay? I find it boring. Or I get too anxious and, you know, other than that, I have problems with MLB right now because of things that we've discussed, how they handled the whole steroid thing and that mess, and trying to take the one person who never had a positive test or any physical evidence against them, Alex Rodriguez, and make an example of them. And it was just ridiculous. It was stupid. It was Bud Selig trying to cement his legacy. And it was the Steinbrenners trying to get out of having to pay him all the money that they felt that they shouldn't have to pay him anymore. And now he's having a fantastic season and they feel like dicks. But whatever. So, you know, I'm doing what I can to, you know, relax when I can. And, you know, football, soccer lets me do that. So, I do. And it's cool. And that's fun. So, you know, I do watch MLS soccer as well. It's not as good, but it is enjoyable. It's come a long way in the last 20 years. Really long way in the last 20 years. You know, I've been able to watch it and enjoy it the last few seasons, a little bit more than the last few seasons, but particularly the last few seasons, I've been taking my niece to matches. We've discussed that. It's a lot of fun. It's an affordable time for the family, and it's fun, so I would suggest definitely making a point to going and seeing a match if you can. There are certainly plenty of teams to see all throughout the country. So, you know, something to think about, something to check out. But in general, you know, I don't get excited about sports, even sports that I participate in. Running. I like running. I like having fun. If I had a chance to meet like Meb, I would totally want to talk to the dude. What he does is totally impressive. I'm not going to watch him. Just not going to do it. I just could not sit there and watch a race. When I volunteer at races and I'm standing there like directing traffic or whatever, it is so boring. Oh my God. I know it's got to be done, okay? I love volunteers. I should be a volunteer more often and do what I can, but it's boring to me, okay? I get bored easily. I think if I were younger, I would have been diagnosed with ADHD or whatever, and that's that. It's very hard for me to stay focused. We've discussed this. That's why I was so impressed with my 20K time a couple weeks ago, because I managed to stay focused for an entire 20K. For an entire hour and 41 minutes, I was like the paradigm of focus. It was fantastic. I loved it. So, you know, gotta work on that. It's definitely something that I lack and something that I need to work on. So, there is that. But other than that, Suffolk County, after the race, was pretty cool. They had like an entire roped off area. They had beer, they had food, they had all this stuff. I didn't go for any of it. I got one beer and I hung out and talked with some people. But walking in, because I didn't walk in towards the end, because my friends and I, we were staying outside of that area and just BSing and hanging out on a picnic bench and having a good time. And, you know, then finally we went in towards the end and they're starting to break things down. And as you walked in, there was this table with some t-shirts. The whole thing was to benefit veterans. So they're doing all this, you know, fundraising stuff. Right, and you walk in and there's this table with t-shirts and Do-Si-Dos, Girl Scout cookies. Do-Si-Dos, for those that don't know, are peanut butter filled Girl Scout cookies. Okay, they're not the tagalongs with the chocolate covered and the peanut inside. This is like an Oreo type cookie with peanut butter inside, okay? So, very tasty. I thoroughly enjoy them. My phone keeps beeping at me, so I keep looking down at it to figure out what's going on. And I said, oh man, I don't have any cash on me. I would totally buy a box if, you know, I had the money. And the dude looks at me and goes, here you go. And he just hands me an entire case of the cookies. So now I have an entire case of Do-Si-Dos. I am very happy about that. I generally don't order the Do-Si-Dos. I generally order the Samoas and the Tagalongs. Because they're very, very tasty. I do enjoy the Samoas. They're like cookie crack. And the Tagalongs. And I only get like a couple boxes every year because, you know, it's, you know, there are a lot of calories. And, you know, I gotta watch out. I'm a fat kid. I don't look fat now, but I am a fat kid. The reason I started running is because I was a fat kid. I've been fat for a long time. Don't want to be fat anymore. It causes me too many problems. I don't think, you know, everyone should be happy in their skin and everyone should do exactly what they want to do and be happy. I'm not happy as a fat kid. But I still am. Like, inside, I want to eat all the food. I want to eat all the cookies. It's something I don't think I'm ever going to be over. I want to eat cupcakes and candies and Snickers and, I mean, I really love eating, and I always have, and I always will. Like, I loved cooking and eating and everything before Food Network made it cool, okay? I was in, you know, my mother was so into all the cooking and stuff that growing up, we just, you know, had a lot of different eating experiences, and I really enjoyed it, and I just really love eating and everything that goes with it. And I can't do it anymore. I can't have high blood pressure. I can't let my asthma run my life. I can't, you know, constantly feel tired and dragged down and ashamed of myself and everything that went along with it. I can't do it. And as I said, the people that are happy, be happy. If you are happy with what you look like, you are happy with what you look like, and stay with it and do it. And if you're happy with your health situation, be happy with your health situation. Don't change a thing. And I don't care what any magazine tells you. I don't care what advertising tells you. I don't care what other people tell you. Be happy with your body. My problem is I'm still not happy. And I'm working on that. I got to work on it a little more. I got to get a little better. I have to shave because my face is so itchy. I want to rip it off at this point. But you need to, you know, be happy in your skin. That's the whole thing. Everyone should always be happy in their skin. I don't care what it takes for you to be happy in your skin. Be happy. Do what you got to do to be happy. That's it. It's the easiest thing to do in life. It's the hardest thing to pull off because everyone's got their fucking opinion and they need to run their mouth about it. It's insane. I went through it before I started losing the weight. People would always comment about how fat I was. And after I started losing the weight, and everyone started commenting that I was losing too much weight. I was too skinny, and this, that, the other thing. Trust me, I'm not too skinny still. I may look skinny. There's a lot of looseness going on because it's not all toned up. There's still fat there. I still got to contend with it. It's still a thing. I'm dealing with it. It's getting better every day. But that's neither here nor there. You got to be happy with your body, whatever it is. Don't ever sit there and think that I'm telling you you need to look a certain way, you need to do things. I'm just trying to give anyone out there helpful hints about living life and whatnot. And things, and I've talked about this, things that I see in the world that I think could be different, could be better, right? I'm not trying to tell anyone how to live their life in any way, shape, or form. Not physically, not spiritually, not emotionally, not with anything. Okay, I'm just trying to share my story in hopes that it'll help people. That's it. So, you know, I got to be careful with the cookie intake. I haven't opened the Do-Si-Dos yet. That will happen. I don't know if it'll happen tonight. I was kind of easy on the breakfast and the lunch, so I certainly have some calories to spare today. That's for sure. I count calories every day, by the way. Although the last few days, once again, I've been that busy that I have not been doing it. I've gotten out of the practice. I need to make sure I'm staying sharp and staying on top of it. Because when I let it go, let me tell you something, it happens. After the fire, I put on, I mean, you guys, you were there at the end when I finally got a scale, when I was almost up over 200 pounds again. You know, it happens. When I'm not paying attention, if I'm not staying on it, I will put that weight back on and, you know, all hell will break loose. So, need to stay on it and pay attention and make sure that I'm not eating too much and make sure that I'm exercising right. And that's another thing, exercising right. It's funny because today we were driving by my local CrossFit gym and I was commenting on how there have been articles out there, there have been many instances, more so than any other type of exercise, of people in CrossFit not exercising right. And I'm not denigrating CrossFit. If it works for you, it works for you, that's great. But some people take it too far, and basically the way CrossFit works, they take it too far and they think they're doing okay, and they basically make their muscles blow up, destroy it, the tissue. Liquefies the tissue, basically. It's a horrible, I forget what it's called, but I was reading all this stuff on it. And basically, your muscles never go back to being the same. And it's just, it's horrible. And, you know, I've had a few instances where I've almost pushed it that far with running, and I've managed to, you know, come back from the edge and not destroy myself. You know, it's... I can see where people would get carried away, but, you know, just be careful. So, that's what I'm saying. I know some people that do CrossFit, and they love it, and they do a great job, and that's fantastic. But, apparently more people end up doing harm to themselves than any other form of exercise, any other routine of exercise. So just be careful out there. Driving by the gym, it used to be a giant factory, a clothing factory and outlet. And that closed a number of years ago. And now it's a CrossFit gym and everything else is for rent in the space, so whatever. Other than that, not much going on, except for, just working on the house and trying to get this stuff done and trying to stay on top of everything. Got the Gulf Beach Half Marathon, again, coming up on Saturday. I am healthy. I hope I remain healthy. I was not healthy last year. It is a very flat, very fast course with an eighth of a mile of complete torture at the end as you run on loose sand. I could not think of a more torturous way to end a half marathon, but there it is. Torture of running on loose sand at the end of a half marathon. But it's a fun race. The Shoreline Sharks always put on a good race. And I don't just say that because Clint is my friend and one of my very good friends, one of my very dear friends, cousins. But they put on a very good race. They always have cool medals. They always have cool shirts. And once I complete the race, if I complete the race, I will get the whatever streaker, because I did all three of their half marathons, whatever little prize they're going to give away this year. They gave away a really nice sweatshirt last year, a really nice hoodie that I will be sporting this winter as well, because it is super comfy and super warm and I really like it. So there we go. It is almost time to start thinking about cold weather gear again. Fall is almost upon us. I am a summer baby. I was born in the end of the summer, but fall is coming up very, very quickly. Today is what, the 17th? So 4 more days of summer, and then it is officially fall or autumn. And that is that, right? And then it is on to winter. So cold weather gear is going to start coming out pretty soon. And we need to start thinking about that. My family did get me for my birthday. Yak tracks. So now I don't have to worry about running on ice. When it's icy out, when it's been snowing, I got hard packed snow, put on the yak tracks and rock and roll. It's going to be nice because the last few couple winters, first winter I was running, I ran on a treadmill and I injured my back something fierce, because apparently I am not made to run on treadmills. I really should not run on treadmills. I have no idea why I got such bad back pain, but I did. So no more treadmills. And I decided I'm just going to run outside. And the last couple winters, running outside has been very difficult because it's been very icy, very snowy. They're saying this is going to be another bad winter in the Northeast because screw us, that's why, apparently. So we're going to have to deal with that. And I'm sure that there's going to be plenty of ice and plenty of snow. And so yak tracks will be lovely, because I'm not going to put screws in the bottom of my sneakers, because that's just a pain. And who wants to deal with that? Plus, I have so many problems with my feet anyway, I don't want to risk messing any of that up. Do you see that, Yuan? That was weird. I had a cup of tea this morning and an espresso. Oh, my new countertops are so beautiful. Oh, it's so nice to be able... I set up my espresso maker, got it all set, got it all cleaned out, made espresso. Oh, I am so happy. I cannot tell you how happy I am. I cannot put into words how happy I am that I have an espresso maker. So, there's that. What I need is something to... I don't have anything to tamp down the grounds with. I've been trying different things that I've had around the house. They have not been working pretty all that well. So I need to find something that I can use to tamp down the grounds properly. So I get a proper cup. I mean, I've been having pretty good cups, but it hasn't been perfect yet. It hasn't been just the right way that I want it. Is a whole thing with the crema, which is the top, and you know, you have like the black espresso coffee, and then you have that kind of foamy layer of coffee. It's not the foam from milk. That's a cappuccino. Let's not start with that mess. Okay, I don't do the cappuccino. Well, occasionally I will in the morning, but generally I don't like milk and coffee, so generally it's just espresso. And if you do it just right, you get this nice layer of coffee foam right on the top. And I used to be very good at getting that nice layer on top, and now I can't because my new machine doesn't have a tamper on it, and I don't have anything to use. I need to find something. Actually, that's something that I'll do tonight. When I have to go to the store, I have to pick up some stuff, so I'll go and I'll bring the little cup with me, and I'll see if I can't find something that'll fit in there that I can use and make a nice, perfect espresso so I can enjoy my mornings even more. And hilariously, my mother, in anticipation of me making an espresso, went out the other day and got me a little chocolate-filled croissants, which is the preferred breakfast food in Italy, is these little croissants with either like cream-filled or chocolate-filled, you know, some sort of pastry, something like that. At least where I've been, that's generally what gets served at breakfast. So that's what my mom got me. It's like a little Nutella-filled thing. I try and stay away from Nutella because of the palm oil and everything, but which reminds me to, I need to write the company and say, hey, you guys got to stop using palm oil, okay? Because I got to stop buying it because you're killing orangutans. So, got to get that all figured out. But, so she got the little chocolate-filled, croissant, and that's what I had for breakfast the other day. And then I had another croissant with egg in it today because I do eggs. And I do eggs in the morning because I need the protein, I need the B12, and eggs are yummy. And, you know, I try to do cage-free, I try to find cruelty-free eggs. It's very difficult, but, you know, I do what I can. I need to work on that, and I need to get better at that and find better options for eggs. If any of you have chicken coops, let's talk deal here. Let's talk money. What do you want for a dozen? So we can figure that out, but not right now, obviously. But you know, let me know, and we will talk. I doubt any of you have chicken coops, but maybe you do. I gotta actually talk to my friend Shane, see how his chicken coop's doing, see if he wants to sell me some eggs, because he actually lives down the road. So we'll find out. I will keep you up to date, but because I know he takes care of his chickens, he actually names all of his chickens, and he very much enjoys having them, and enjoys raising them and getting free eggs. So, well, I guess they're not really free because you've got to feed them and everything, but whatever. So we will see. Other than that, it's just more work on the house, getting stuff done, getting the finishing touches done. I have all the like towel racks and everything up in the bathrooms. As I said, I did shelves for entertainment stuff and books and whatnot in my room. I got to do some, you know, other things for my brother's room and stuff there. Get that all set, get everything out of the way, and get everything nice and completed, and hopefully that won't take too much more time, and I will be done with that, and I can start working on my Jeep, and I can find a new job and have a life where I don't have to worry about these things. That is the nice thing about having your house burned down, if there was anything ever nice about having your house burned down, and that is that I don't have to fix anything once I'm done. Everything's new and not broken, and there aren't leaky roofs, and there aren't things, you know, breaking, and there aren't things falling off, and, you know, I get to have a nice house for a little bit without having to fix things, and it's very exciting. Well, I do have to fix the garage. Nothing got done to the garage. It's a detached garage, and there's other problems there. So that's got to get taken care of, but that's actually not that big a deal. So we will get there eventually as far as fixing that goes. You know, what can you do? So that is like the upside. I have all these nice new walls and doors and trim, and everything works nice and everything looks nice and everything smells nice, and you know, there aren't any problems. There aren't, you know, I used to have so many problems in the old house. There were so many things that needed to be done. You know, we needed a new heating system, and the fire happened, and what was left of the heating system got destroyed, so we needed a new one, and the insurance took care of it. It's amazing. Gutters. I'm not going to have to worry about new gutters. We're going to have new gutters soon, and that'll be done. There was furniture that needed to get replaced, and that got destroyed, so now we get new furniture, and it's great. So, I needed a new mattress, and that got destroyed, so I got a new mattress. So, it actually, in a way, that really worked out. I still would not suggest the complete inconvenience of a house fire. It's kind of awful in other aspects, like not having a home for a year and having to stay in some crappy rental place that they got for you. And then, you know, there was the whole problem of it not being done in time. And then I was homeless for like a month, and that sucked. So, you know, there's certain things that certainly, if I had the chance to do it over again, would have been done differently. But I'm good. You know, this is good. I'm in a good place here. Got everything all set. I can't wait to get, you know, my family all set so I can get the hell out of here. Also, I can't wait to get my room all set so I have room to, like, work out and stuff and do the things that I was doing before with weights and whatnot. So I can get my core stronger so I can run faster, run better, and more injury-free. I don't have any room to do yoga still. It sucks. That's all coming. We're getting there. Things are coming around. So, just a bunch of little projects that need to get done and get out of the way before the rest of life comes and interferes with it. So, I really can't complain as far as that goes. And, life is coming around and we're getting there and we're getting things done. And, in general, I'm just looking forward to the next race. And then after that, I'm taking a few weeks of racing off. I'm going to be running. I'm going to be doing my training runs. I'm going to be doing my training loops. I'm going to be doing my 10 miles on Saturdays and Sundays. Maybe a little bit more. Who knows? And then I'm not running again. October 10th. It's the Hartford Marathon. Finally, I'm going to get to run the Hartford Marathon. And I get in for free. And so we're going to do that. And as I said, I'm going to try and work out Philly. I'm working on it. I'm pretty close. It's difficult, though. And I'm working on getting my entry fee up for Philly. And then December, I've already taken care of. And I've signed up again for the Roxbury Marathon. And that is, I believe, the 14th or maybe the 12th. The 12th or the 14th. I forget. Maybe it was the 14th last year and this year it's the 12th. I don't know. But and that's always going to be hilarious because it is a hilly marathon. And it is brutal because it is cold and it is windy and it snowed one year. Last year it was very icy on the dirt path. But it was cool because they had beer at the end. And I think what I might do is bring up some beer for them to pass out. At that last aid station on the back side of the course. Just a nice thing to do. Bring like a 12-pack or a case and have it there for the other runners. to kill some of the pain of the extreme cold and at the end of the race on that last loop. There's nothing better than a nice cold beer. So we will see, But I have to decide, you know, what else to do. And depending on how things go, maybe I can sneak in a trip to Trani and run Puglia. If not, I'll run Puglia next year. Like, definitely on the list for next year. No ifs, ands, or buts would be the Puglia Marathon. Starts in Trani, ends in Molfetta. And I would definitely be doing that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see where I'm at. We'll see what goes on. Because you never know what's going to come one day to the next, right? So I never know. Just like I never know if I'm going to finish a show or finish a race on time. And I'm actually, at this point, I'm pretty confident in finishing the show. I don't know about the race on Saturday. I hope I do a good one. I'm actually going to shoot for a sub 140 half marathon. I was very close. If I push very hard, I think I can do it. I think I can stay within myself, stay focused, and do it. Once again, I don't know if that's going to happen. I never know what's going to happen. I never know how I'm going to feel on race day. It's a pretty good race to do it. It doesn't take me long to get to Gulf Beach, so I don't have to wake up extra early. I live down the road. I don't have to, do anything special. You park right across the street from the start line, and as long as I conserve my energy, stay within myself, and stay focused, I should be able to pull it off, and I hope that I can. But once again, you never know. I don't know until race day exactly how I'm going to be feeling, what the weather conditions are going to be like. For all I know, it's going to be horribly humid again. There's going to be no breeze, and I'm going to crap out at mile six. Who knows? So the environment definitely plays a factor in any race, particularly for someone like me, who does not like being uncomfortable, even when I'm in the middle of a race trying to do something. So because I don't have much of a competitive streak in me with athletics and with most things in life, I tend to say, well, screw it, and there's next time. So hopefully I don't say that on Saturday and I stay focused and I hit my sub 140. But as long as I finish in a decent time, I'll be happy. And once again, it'll all depend on conditions and how I'm feeling. So, and who knows what the conditions are going to be like. I hope it's a good one. I hope there's no rain. I hope it's a mild day with a nice breeze and I can finish really strong, really fast. But you never know. So, take it one day at a time. Take everything as it comes at you and adjust to whatever the conditions are and adjust your goals to whatever the conditions are. And that's not just true for racing, that's true for everything. Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what life is going to throw at you. So be adaptable. Be ready to change. Be ready to move and adjust things to fit the circumstances as they exist. I think that's the best way to be. I think a lot of misery comes in life when you try and adjust the circumstances to fit your goals. So I think that causes a lot of problems. And I try and avoid it. Sometimes it is unavoidable, but in general, particularly with racing, I definitely do adjust my goals to fit the situation because I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to, I can die doing this. Like, I can have an asthma attack and die, right? It can happen. So, and I can hurt myself and I wouldn't be able to run at all. So I would rather finish whatever I'm doing and finish it in a suboptimal time than hurt myself or injure myself or even kill myself. So that's what I do. So we are almost done. I managed to get suboptimal in there. Thank you for watching the suboptimal show. We will be back next week, hopefully, with episode 16. If you enjoyed this, if you enjoyed any